What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
International Fight Week just happened. UFC 239 just happened from Vegas, headlined by John Jones versus Junior Dos Santos. Not Junior Dos Santos. Thiago Santos, my bad. And co-headlined by Amanda Nunes versus Holly Holm. Two championship belts. The card was stacked. It was an amazing fight card. I was looking forward to this all week. Very much a goal of mine to make sure I was not having to do anything but watch these fights, and it was worth every minute spent. The prelim cards were great. Some great finishes within that. The Claudia Gadelha, Randa Marcos fight, a little underwhelming. Not a whole lot happened, but other than that, mostly great fights. The Song Yadong fight was great. Finish was great on that. Chito Vera looked good. Arnold Allen looked good against Gilbert Melendez. But the main card was astounding. Started off with Michael Chiesa versus Diego Sanchez. I thought Diego was going to win it. Diego's just one of those crazy humans that have been in the UFC from The Ultimate Fighter 1 and has just had this resurgence in his career. He's looked great. I think he's coming off of 3 wins back-to-back, and this is his first loss. He didn't get finished. It was complete domination, though, by Michael Chiesa, where Chiesa looked huge. It was very much two different size humans inside that cage. And apparently Sanchez left Jackson Wink and went with some dude that just doesn't know anything about fighting, apparently. It was very sad to see, just in general, Diego trying to just survive, which he did. He's a warrior, but at no point was he really at any advantage in that whole fight. Chiesa looked great. We'll see what happens when he fights more welterweights, but he looks great at that weight. Then is the light heavyweight fight, Jan Błachowicz versus Luke Rockhold. Rockhold looked gigantic, by the way. Kind of made me worried considering I chose against him. But eventually, in the second round, I was proven right, and Błachowicz knocked him out. Rockhold's chin is just not what it was. Here's the thing. People have been on Rockhold's bandwagon for years, and he had a few good fights in the UFC. Let me pop into his record here real quick. I mean, he beat Bisping in the first fight pretty well, but, you know, lost to Bisping. His fight against Weidman was whatever. I guess his fight at Machida, his first fight in Bisping, Tim Bosch, okay. Okay, so he had some good fights. He lost to Vitor Belfort, beat Tim Kennedy. I mean, he beat a lot of names, don't get me wrong. He definitely beat a lot of names. But pretty much once Bisping beat him in 2016 when he knocked him out, he should have basically lost all of his fights from basically the same thing, except for David Branch wasn't able to. David Branch hit him and hurt him in their fight, but wasn't able to finish, and I think that's just more nerves and just, I think probably he's his own worst enemy when it comes to that. But Luke Rockhold hasn't looked good for 3 years, and people are just like, hopefully now people will stop talking about him like he's the next coming, because he hasn't done anything good in forever. He just needs to stick with modeling or whatever. Just stop doing interviews. He's very confusing to listen to in interviews. He's trying to act like a cool person, but doesn't really know how to speak. It's kind of sad, and he should just stop. And Błachowicz looked great. Great win, great knockout. Then followed up by a 5-second knockout from Jorge Masvidal versus Ben Askren. I'm looking forward to seeing Ben Askren in a fight, you know, go a little bit longer than this first scramble of his first fight against Robbie Lawler. No, it's a giant flying knee from the start from Masvidal and just flatlined Askren. It was crazy. It was crazy. Then you go to Amanda Nunes, Holly Holm, and in the first round, Holly Holm is going for this like John Jones kind of sidekick to the fucking meat of the hip or whatever, and just hesitated with her leg up, no guard, and so Amanda Nunes threw up a head kick and knocked her out, and was a great win from Amanda Nunes, by far the best female fighter to ever fight. Light years, I mean, assuming she goes up to 145 and defends against Cyborg, assuming Cyborg gets through her next fight, I would imagine that would be the next fight for Amanda Nunes. And if she beats Cyborg again, I mean, it's just like they should just shut down all the women's divisions and just give Amanda Nunes a belt like every few months. Just an honorary, you beat all women forever belt. But it was a great win for her. Then John Jones versus Thiago Santos. I was very nervous. John Jones, it was a very dangerous fight for him. Luckily, Santos's knee started giving out, and Jones was able to get the win. It was a close win. He knocked out of the whole fight. John Jones knocked Santos down with an elbow, like knocked him down, and then landed a bunch of body strikes and leg kicks. Now, he didn't, like, in the flurries, I think Santos won, but I didn't think he won the decision. I thought it was very close, but I think overall Jones did more work. I just think we're expecting Jones to be just finishing everybody. But Santos is dangerous, and it was, if not for that knee giving out, it may have been a different night for him. But overall, one of the best pay-per-views I've seen in forever. Forever. It was so good, top to bottom, just fast, just amazing. Next week, we have a ESPN Plus card from Sacramento, California, headlined by Jermaine Durandamy versus Aspen Ladd. Should be fun. Uriah Faber coming back against Ricky Simon. We'll see how Faber looks. Josh Emmett also coming back versus Mirsad Bektik. Beneil Dariush versus Drakkar Nwar close. Carl Roberts just overall looks like a fun card. I'm looking forward to that one too. I would imagine, I don't know, Jermaine Durandamy versus Aspen Ladd. Durandamy's been out for a minute, I think. I don't know. Maybe she got a fight since that fight at 145 years ago. I don't know if Uriah Faber is going to win. He's up and coming, fighting an up and comer. Josh Emmett, I don't know, man. There's a lot of people that are kind of coming off of losses. Like it's kind of their opportunity to get back into it. I'm not going to make picks, but it does look like a fun card. You got Juliana Pena's coming back against Nico Montano, Ryan Hall versus Darren Elkins in the prelim card. Like the prelim card looks fun. It just looks like it's going to be a fun card overall. No huge names, no belts on the line. I mean, Uriah Faber is a huge name. It's kind of weird that Uriah is not headlining this card, actually. But it is what it is, I guess. Maybe the Ricky Simon isn't. If it was a bigger name than Ricky Simon, maybe he'd be headlining it. Very interesting, though. He's already a Hall of Famer, but he can't headline a card on his comeback fight. Man, If Michael Bisping was coming back on an ESPN Plus card, he would be headlining that card, most likely. But that's it for this episode of The Ray Taylor Show. New episodes every day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go to inspireddisorder.com and buy my artwork and save 10% when you use coupon code INSPIRED. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!